Okay.
Three, so two, ready. One.
No.
Oh, that's super off. Hello, and welcome to Hannibal Lectures, the podcast about NBC's Hannibal. I am your host, Kim Couch.
And I'm Allison Fah.
And I'm Espen.
There are only three of us today, because everyone else sucks.
Yay!
Yay, they have lives and stuff.
How dare they? The episode that we're talking about today was not aired in the US. It was only aired in parts on YouTube, so that was weird. It was really confusing for me, because I got an episode that I thought was the full episode, and then I started watching it, and I was like, wait, I'm 20 minutes in, and the story hasn't started. What's going on?
Yeah, and I watched a completely wrong episode, because I got everything mixed up, so...
We're really good this week. Real good. A plus for us. We have been pretty good in the world of, podcasting, though, because... when you search Hannibal in iTunes, we're, right there, and that's cool.
Yay!
But we did fall down two spots.
Oh.
It's because we don't have reviews.
Hint, hint.
Wink.
Anyways.
Let's talk about why this episode was not aired in the US.
Yeah, do you guys know why?
Because... I do know. It was because of the Sandy Hook tragedy. Kids were killed, and they felt it was insensitive. Although, I don't think that it was nearly close enough for it to be insensitive. Also, it was, months before.
Yeah.
The Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting happened on December 14th, 2012. And it was done by a 20-year-old, which is not a child. But because it was kids killing kids, they felt that it was insensitive or, I don't know, too close to this, although it was a few months later. I'm sure that when they made that decision, it was much closer to when it happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, they made the decision in December? January?
I didn't say they made the decision in December, but I'm sure that when they made the decision not to air that episode or not to air the full episode, it was much closer to when it happened. So they probably made the decision in, January, the end of January, or in, February or something.
It would have aired in April. I wouldn't think that would have been enough time.
I agree, but it was just the way they felt they should go.
Yeah.
Although I don't feel like they should have, because this episode was just amazing.
It was a really good episode.
Yeah. So good.
Hugh Dancy's acting was so spot on. When he was doing the scene at the dinner table and acting it out and the eat your vegetables thing.
Oh, God. I kind of laughed a little bit at that part.
Oh, my God, yeah. But it was so good. It was just spot on, and it was an amazing performance. And I'm really sad that, people who only watch the show on TV didn't get to see that.
Yeah.
Or people in the U.S. who only watch the show on TV, of course.
But speaking of when he was doing his whole seeing what happened thingy, what actually happens, in the real world and in his mind? Because he's, speaking out, isn't he?
Yeah.
But then nobody's there. In the first episode, Jack just left the room for him to be by himself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like anyone's taking notes of what he's saying, is right. there? Or
No, definitely not. Will was sitting there, when Jack asked him a question, Will was sitting there with his arm outstretched, but not as if he was holding a gun. So he was holding it like he was in the visualization, just not, perfectly like it. So he's, vaguely acting out what he's doing. So he's probably not talking, but he's probably acting things out, and I'm sure that is really, really weird.
Yeah, I think so.
If someone walked in on him, what would they see?
Yeah. So then they're talking out, saying what he's doing is for himself?
I think that the talking is all in his head.
Okay.
He had his eyes closed, I'm pretty sure, and he had his hand, like he was holding a gun, but not
pantomiming. I thought his fingers were open.
His fingers were open, that's what I mean. He wasn't pantomiming it, he just had his arm like that.
Yeah.
So, he was partial pantomiming it. So, it's vague what he's doing, but I don't think that he's talking. Because he had eyes closed, and he looked like he was in a trance.
And then Jack came in and said, what are you doing?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Note number three, the food that was on the table was disgusting.
Ugh.
And yeah. How could they not have been, like, how could it have gotten to such a disgusting state? Like, how long was the family there?
Ugh.
I know, there were, like, maggots and stuff. And maggots don't just, like, come out of nowhere. You have to have a long time or already be maggot infested to get that many maggots on your food.
I would have think the family would have decomposed a lot more if it was that long a period of time.
Absolutely. Do they have no friends or jobs? Like, what about the kids' like schools? Why aren't they calling to figure out where they are? Like, if you can't exactly reach your parents, like, you gotta try somewhere else or go to the police. Like, that's the law. Soon as truancy hits, how did it get to that point? How long do we think it was? 3 weeks? A month?
I have no idea. Let's see.
Are you looking up decomposition of bodies?
Yeah.
And if there was, like, no air conditioner or anything, the heat would have accelerated the food rotting.
But this was in the winter.
Oh, that's true, it was.
So in that case, it could have been, like, even longer. Because it was winter.
You think they would have had somebody come over and check on them?
I know, for real. Like, no parents, no grandparents or anything. Mailman?
Well, if it's around Christmas, maybe the kids didn't have school, and that's why the school didn't check on them.
Ooh, good point.
That makes sense.
Christmas vacation.
But not everyone can be on vacation. I'm sure that there was someone working, or should have been working.
They looked pretty rich.
Maybe. Yeah, exactly. They looked pretty rich, so someone there has to have a real steady job.
Hmm.
Also, Will's eye, like the pulsating eye, real pretty.
I love that. That was really pretty.
You guys know the first episode was free on iTunes. I don't know if it still is or not.
Probably not.
It doesn't show up on, like, if you watch it live on TV, it doesn't register as in the national data system, whatever, unless you have a ratings box. Is that true?
Yeah, true.
Okay.
Right.
Because I'd watch it diligently when it came on.
Yeah.
I'm like, I have to support it. I'm like, oh, man, that'd work anyway.
Yeah, it's stupid.
But then I'd watch it twice on Hulu after it was up.
Hannibal Season 1 on iTunes is $30, which is pretty good. And that does include Q-f- Oof. Wait, oof. We never actually, like, tried to say the episode
it's
title.
Oof.
Oh my god, we're awful. Is it? I'm gonna totally find a thing. I'm gonna find...
I have a joke.
What?
What did the egg say when he was punched in the stomach?
Oof. I don't get it. I don't get it!
What? We just established the episode title is Oof, which is French for egg.
Oh, I didn't know that part!
Oh, I thought you knew.
No.
You're laughing.
I
had
no idea.
You're like, wait.
Okay, I'm gonna go to a Google Translate, and so it will say it for me. F. That's what Google Translate says.
Uff.
Uff.
Uff. I don't know. The person who does the English words, which very clearly sounds American, is just like, egg. Like, it just sounds real funny. So, Will says that the three people that aren't the mom, the kids and the dad, were executed simultaneously. At this point, there aren't that many people with them that have killed people. So how did that happen? Like, they're all sitting there. So clearly, no one got shot. Like, they couldn't have been shot, like, in a row, because they're all sitting there, someone would have run. Like, their kids. Yeah. They would have run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, how did they all get shot simultaneously? At this point, actually, I think they had the kid that was in the fire in the other scene, the Christmassy scene, and then they had the mother lady, who actually doesn't have a name, which I thought was interesting. She's in there as kidnapper in IMDb. And then there's the older kid, CJ. So I guess there are four of them there. At least, maybe five, but one of them hasn't killed anyone yet.
Yeah. So, you think that if they all came into the room at once, somebody would have gotten up.
Well, I'm sure that they came into the room holding guns.
Yeah.
And just said, like, don't move, or something.
That's true.
Oh, but speaking of the mother, though, isn't that the same actress who was in Scrubs?
She's also in SNL.
Yeah.
But do you know this Scrubs episode I'm talking about?
No.
I think so.
Maybe. It's the one where Perry has to do some community service and decides to go into an ambulance.
Oh,
man, yeah, isn't she, like, so... Yeah, she plays that...
Yeah, but the thing is, her character has lost a son, in an accident, and she's
Oh,
like, and so I thought, like, it's almost as if that same character just took a really bad turn, and then
Oh,
yeah.
headcanon.
it's really sad though, like,
Oh my God.
ugh.
And she was so delusional then too. It could
Yeah.
totally work.
Yeah.
Oh, cause she kept talking about her son like as if he was still alive. Oh my
Yep.
God. Oh my God, Esmond. Have you posted anything about this on Tumblr? Cause you need to.
I have not. I just.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Scene three. Hannibal is feeding Will's dogs because Will is off investigating kids killing kids.
Yes. At first, I thought he broke in, to be
Yeah,
honest.
me too. I was like,
Yeah.
what is he doing here? Is he here just to like mess with the fishing hook? Like, what is
I
he?
think
I'm
he's
glad they.
actively searching for something.
Well, they cleared it up later when Will said, thanks for feeding them for me, by the way, while
Well,
I was
yeah.
gone.
Yeah.
But yeah, it
He's
was.
a human.
He was just real weird. I mean, I
He
think
was
he was
looking for something.
very normal Hannibal, which is weird for us because it's not normal human. And so he was just like passively feeding the dogs sausages, which, by the way, were those human?
I think they were.
I think so
That's what I
too.
was thinking. I think so.
That wasn't enough food for all those dogs, Hannibal.
I know, right? There was like
Need to leave.
barely any sausages. He had like eight sausage links and there were seven dogs, and that is not enough.
No. He
Not
should have just
enough.
brought a whole dead body, and they would have finished it off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
Actually, I don't think they would have. I don't think that if I put a dead human in front of my dogs that they would eat it.
if it was ground up.
If it was ground up, absolutely. They don't care what they're eating.
But yeah, when he goes into Will's house, he's looking for something to frame, possibly frame Will, or just get information on Will that
Yeah, if
will
nothing
help
else,
him
he's just trying
manipulate
to
him.
see how he lives.
Yeah, like he goes into his sock drawer, looks at it, and quickly loses interest. He's like, he's not looking to pry into like his personal things. He's looking for something he can use.
Those are immaculate socks,
They
especially for
were.
someone who barely wears any clothes. He's got everything folded very nicely, which is probably why he doesn't wear clothes. By the way, continued checking for underwear. I am like 90% sure that he's been in his underwear once every episode so far. Or at least once. There has been at least one episode where he's in his underwear multiple times.
He's taken his shirt off at least 3 times.
Oh yeah.
Bad service.
I'm pretty sure that he was playing Pure Imagination on that piano from
He
Willy
wasn't.
Wonka. Are you sure?
I'm positive. I was reading something, and it's from some classical opera. I don't remember what it was called, and I don't know how to research for it, but
Okay, well,
it's.
it's the same sound as Pure Imagination from Willy
Yes.
Wonka. Because it was like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, it
Don't
was the
think he
beginning of
would
that
play
part.
something like that.
I know, that's why it was so weird. I was like, what the heck?
Also, he
But
plays a few
why?
notes on the piano and he notices that it's out of tune and loses interest in that too.
So that's why I stopped, because I didn't get why he touched the piano at all. Like,
Well, he's just
seemed
touching
such
shit.
a.
He's just going around touching things. Also, he's very classy, and so clearly he is interested in things like that. I mean, look at his suits. Of course he plays piano.
Because he's good at everything! Yes!
Yeah. Once again, Hannibal cannot be wrong. Or rather, cannot do something wrong. Will is working on that fishing hook with a magnifying glass, and very clearly it's meticulous work. So I'm sure that Will noticed when he got back that Hannibal was messing with his fishing hooks, and that's weird.
Did Hannibal do much to it? What did he
He
actually
like
do?
he added some feathers, I think, and then tied it, and I think that was it. So it wasn't too much, but like it was enough that like if this was a fishing hook that you were working on meticulously, you'd be like, well,
Yeah.
what the heck? I didn't leave this like this.
Yeah. How much do we know how much Will is actually working on them? Because if it's kind of like a do it once. 1 month, and then he's busy for like the rest of the month, and then come back to it, and he
Yeah,
might not have noticed.
it's probably something like that, but like he was taught how to fish by his dad and he wanted to teach Abigail how to fish. Like, so I'm sure that it's a big part of his life. I mean, he grew up on boats, so.
Yeah.
As we see, there's a lot of good, like, Will background in this episode. Also, some good Hannibal background, which I
Oh,
have notes on.
yeah. Yeah. Which really sucks that they cut it out, but.
Yeah, well, they didn't have it all online. Those parts were all online.
Okay.
On the yeah, the YouTube clips had all of the scenes that were character development, but not to do with the story. of the episode. So the only, like,
right.
The most confusing part was they had the scene that had Jack talking to his wife and asking if it's too late for them to have children, because it seemed really out of place, because there was no talk of children in any of the other things. Because they had cut out all things that had to do with the story. But they had all of the character development, so they had all of, like, all of Abigail and Hannibal, they had all of Will and Hannibal, they had Jack talking to his wife. So they had all of that stuff. They even had, like, Will taking his dogs out, which I thought was weird, because it's not a very big scene.
Yeah, that's good, then.
Yeah, it's all on YouTube with Brian Fuller's little introduction. Hannibal made himself bleed on the fishing hook. Why is he so weird?
Because he needed a snack.
Right. I don't think he's a vampire. I'm pretty sure he doesn't drink the blood. He just eats the meat.
Debatable.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with no. I've seen his cooking. It is not.
I don't think he just drinks the blood, but I think he does use the blood for food.
I don't even know how you use blood for cooking.
You can separate it from the plasma and use it in a sauce.
That's really weird.
Also, eating humans is really weird.
Okay, well, that's... yeah, but I mean blood in general. Like, you say that, I'm not thinking about human blood, I'm thinking about, like,
I don't know,
beef blood.
Also, blood sausage. England.
Ew, that sounds disgusting. Can we not talk about this anymore?
We're doing a podcast about cannibalism, but talking about beef blood is apparently...
Talking about blood grosses me out, apparently. Or at least about blood in food. I don't want to eat blood.
I just found that really weird that he purposefully jabbed himself.
Yeah,
put his DNA on this.
Exactly! What was he doing? I hope it comes back. I hope it comes back. Otherwise, he's just really, really weird.
He is really weird.
Well, again, not talking about the cannibalism side of him. I feel like I could very easily be confused for a cannibal in this podcast. Because I'm just so, like, nonchalant about the cannibalism aspect of things. It's because cannibalism doesn't specifically weird me out. Like, there are some people that's, like, they are very, like, that is, like, the worst thing they could possibly think of. But me, it's like, meh.
I know, last week, people taste like chicken. And how do you know this, Kim? You're very certain about it.
I'm telling you, I know it because of Annie Izzard, who is in the show, so knowing it is canon.
Taste of humans, huh?
Exactly.
Did we actually come to a conclusion about why he made himself bleed?
Like, no, is there any weirdo.
Because he is crazy.
Any chance there was because he wanted to put himself in, like, Will's shoes or something? Like, try to feel what he might have felt while he was working on it? Or is that just me?
It's possible, but it doesn't seem likely to me. I feel like the only possible reason would be if it's setting up framing him later to do with DNA. But if you were doing
That's so stupid, though.
Why would you do it on your thumb? You use your thumb a lot. If you're gonna cut something, cut, like, your arm or your leg. Like,
and, like, Hannibal, how long has he been doing this and getting away with it? He knows not to leave DNA.
Yeah, like, he, even when he, like, picked up the phone in, when he called Hobbs, he used a tissue. So, like, clearly he knows not to, like, leave his own DNA anywhere. But no, he's gonna stab himself with a hook. What an idiot. Scene 4 was the crime team at the crime scene. It's not that funny. Also, I managed to figure out who all of the characters are, so real proud of myself.
Yeah.
Because I now know who Jimmy and Brian. I know who Jimmy and Brian are now, and
Jimmy
I can tell them apart. But the problem is that when I look at Brian, I always want to call him Aaron, because that's the actor's name, and it fits him more than Brian does. But yeah, they're at the crime scene. I don't remember anything in the scene. I didn't have any notes on it.
Also, Gina Torres, that plays Jack's wife, is Lawrence Fishburne's wife in real life.
Oh, did not know that. Oh, wait, I did know that, but I forgot. Also, Firefly!
She still looks so good.
I know, she's so great. I'm really sad that she doesn't have a Twitter account.
Next!
So yeah, scene 5. We are at the psychiatric hospital, with Alana and Abigail, and Abigail is putting on a scarf. How long has it been since that, like, thing? Because her neck looks pretty healed. Although, I guess you do heal pretty well when you're in a coma.
Yeah. I think it's been a few months.
Has it? Wow.
Yeah, I would think so.
That's a long time for Will to be seeing dead people.
Yeah. Or at least 1 month, because I don't think he cut her neck very deep. You know?
It was enough to put her in a coma.
Well, yeah, because it cut the jugular, but the jugular's not that far down in your neck.
Did it cut the jugular?
I think so. That's why she was bleeding and splurting so much.
Well, yeah, but you could do that with an artery.
Artery, I mean. Not particularly the jugular, but I don't think it was a very deep cut, though.
Well, it looked pretty healed, so that's good. I thought it was real interesting that they brought up the scarf thing, which I talked about previously, even though I haven't actually seen this episode before. I watched it this week. She mentioned, I can hide what happened to me, I just have to put on a scarf.
I think it's been at least a month.
Yeah.
Because wasn't she in a coma for like 2 weeks?
At least.
So I would say it's been at least a month.
Because there was like at least one episode where she was in a coma the whole time. Yeah.
Well, that was the second episode, yeah.
When Alana shows up at Hannibal's, like, little back door for his patients, and he says, do you have an appointment? And she says, do you have a beer? That interaction and his smile was the most human thing I've ever seen from him. It was very
adorable.
Yeah, it was very playful, and it was, like, suave.
Mm-hmm. It was so cute. It just shows how much he's seducing the audience, as well as his quote-unquote friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it also kind of showed the difference on how he reacts to professionals who are almost equal in that sense. Because at first, I loved how before he looked at his watch and then kind of looked up like, how is this possible? How can anyone come out of time? Like he couldn't believe that someone was
late.
Or early.
Or early? Like, oh wait, when are you talking about?
Well, before, when she knocks on the door, he doesn't know who it is.
Oh,
looks at his watch and he's kind of like,
what?
This is not the right time. Like, what? How is this possible?
Right.
And then he sees her.
I think it's why Hannibal is such a very popular character. He's just so good at pretending to be human.
Mm-hmm. But he is definitely one with a plan. So someone coming at the wrong time, I think it really threw him off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, he doesn't do unexpected guests.
No.
Yeah, and I think if it had been someone else, not Alana, who's not like a professional, or who doesn't respect professionally, he would react differently. I don't know how, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I don't think that he thinks that she's a threat to him. Right now, anyway.
Right.
So you can be a lot less cautious around her.
Exactly.
More than, say, Jack, for instance.
So the next scene is another lab scene. I really like lab scenes a lot. It was very crime show-like, and I like getting to know Jimmy, Brian, and Beverly. We got a lot of background on them. Like, we know that Beverly was the oldest, and that Jimmy has a twin, and Brian is really good at, like, figuring things out, because he figured out that Will has no siblings.
And Brian's a middle child.
Yeah, because family friction's usually a catalyst for personality development.
That was funny.
Yeah.
Like, a jab at Will. I'm like, what's your problem?
I don't think it was really a jab, but I think it could easily be seen as that, especially by Will, who doesn't like to be analyzed.
He pretty much just said, you have no personality.
I think it was more like, you have personality disorders, because he does.
Can we go back to the scene we just talked about for a second? When Alana is talking to Hannibal near the end of the scene, she looks up at him and smiles kind of like a schoolgirl with a crush. Do you think maybe she's kind of into him a little bit?
Maybe.
Like, he says something, I don't remember exactly what, and then she looks at him really cutely.
I feel like she is very professional. I mean, she wouldn't be alone with Will, because she, like, wanted to be his friend. So I feel like she is trying to keep it very professional, so even if she's feeling that, she would never do anything about it.
No.
Well, I also kind of feel like she can relax around him. Like, she doesn't feel like she has to stay,
put on a show.
Yeah, if you want. Or she doesn't have to be the psychiatrist around Hannibal, because he is one himself. Like, she doesn't have to analyze him.
And then she says the thing about, like, self-medicating, meaning alcohol.
Yeah.
which is very, like that's something that you would joke about, like, when you're a psychology student, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
We were still on scene 7?
Scene 8, there's no more for scene 7 unless you guys have something you want to say.
Oh, no, no. Hannibal is an orphan and grew up with his uncle.
Yeah, we got a lot of backstory on Hannibal and Will here. And we learned that Hannibal's an orphan. And we also learned that Will grew up on boats.
He did.
And Hannibal said, like, always the new kid. And when Will said always, that was super cute. That was, like, that was, like, the most smiley smile we've gotten from him in the entire show so far. It makes me sad that that's, like, the most smiley smile we've gotten from him because it was a sarcastic smile. Because it was like a sad smile about how much his life sucked when he was little.
He said he's never met his mother. He never knew his mother.
Yeah.
I wonder if his parents were divorced or if his mother left. She died?
I said, or if his mother died. I don't know.
Oh. It seemed like when he said it, he sounded a little bit bitter. She died.
But we don't know that. He doesn't know that.
I know, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm saying I don't think she died, because he wouldn't have been as bitter.
Well, she could have died and his dad just never talked about it.
Maybe.
Or she died and his dad left before she died or something. Because, I mean, he grew up on boats. It's very, very possible that his dad...
I thought he said he followed his dad around on boats. His dad took him around.
Yeah, on boats. So, like, yeah. It seems very possible that he could just, like... His dad could have just, like, taken him and left.
Yeah.
So it could be all his dad's fault, and he doesn't know what happened.
Hannibal's growing up with his uncle wasn't really touched on much. Like, he just said he grew up with his uncle and his parents died when he was young, and then there's nothing else about it.
Well, it does say that they have that in common that he has that in common with Abigail, being an orphan.
Yeah, but he doesn't go in depth of what his life was like, so he just keeps himself shrouded in mystery.
Well, you know, it is also not his session.
Yeah.
I find it interesting how they jump around to all the different, like, things. How first it was Hannibal, like, going towards Will, asking him. Then Will almost redirecting it.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I noticed that.
Sort of going on to Abigail and then just jumping around a lot. Different from usual conversations,
yes.
I would say.
Neither of them keeps focus much. Because I think Hannibal wants the end game to be to talk about Abigail. So he's not keeping focus on purpose.
Mm.
He should have popped faster.
Lol, lol, lol.
That scared me, because it was like a drive-by murder.
Oh, yeah, it was so
I was quick. Like,
ooh! Ooh, 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 I had something to say about episode 1, because I rewatched the episodes, and I was watching episode 1, and I watched episode 1 through 3 with Patrick, and when Hannibal talked about how his secretary moved to the UK... or rather moved to Europe, to follow her heart, Patrick was like, he killed her. And I had never thought about that. Do we think
Hannibal... I thought we already talked about that.
I don't think we did.
I think we did.
If we did, it didn't make it into the first episode.
No, it didn't. It didn't.
Yeah, do we think that he killed his secretary?
Didn't Brian Fuller tweet that he did?
I don't know!
We should all be following him on Twitter.
I am following him, but I just don't look at Twitter very much. I
kind of wanted him not to, because that would have been cute. Like, oh, he let her go and
follow her dreams.
Get married. But no.
Okay, well, yeah. That was all for episode 1.
But yeah, when Jack says, what am I about to put in my mouth? And then it cuts super fast to the guy running away and falling.
Yeah. Is that the first time we've actually seen Hannibal's chase? Or like?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It was the most direct seeing... Hannibal feeding someone to someone. Because all the other ones so far, I think, have been pretty vague. And then this one's like, bam! This guy got killed and is now in that food.
Yep.
Or now is that food.
What was it? Like, he said what it was supposed to be, and it looked like...
Rabbit.
It looked like pudding, but it was meat.
He said
your
rabbit.
Food doesn't look like food.
Maybe it was a stew. Rabbit stews are real common.
Stew. It was like
a rabbit. That's why it's hopped. That's why it was. He should have hopped faster.
Yes, he should have. No, but did you notice the beans that were next to it? Like he spooned some. It looked like sausage and some white beans, and I was like, ah, fava beans.
What beans?
Fava beans. I ate his liver with some fava beans.
Oh. Oh. Nice.
I just noticed the beans, and those look like fava beans, and I was like, ah.
Oh man.
One of the things I found interesting with that scene with Hannibal and Jack is how Hannibal's revealing some of the stuff he discussed in his private session with Will.
Yeah. Huh?
And that's, like, rude.
Then totally yeah. breaking some laws.
Huh. Exactly. And actually how he said to Jack he needs an anchor. Mm-hmm. It's like he was trying to push Jack to be Will's father figure when he knows perfectly well that Will doesn't want a father. Like Will said, his family was like an ill-fitting jacket. And was that just another way for him to try to drive Will and Jack apart? Or
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not that Will and Jack have a great relationship anyway. Anytime they're in a room that isn't a lab or a crime scene, Jack is yelling at him. Yeah. Or yelling in general. Use the ladies' room! Or in this one, I said get out!
But has the conversation where he says, is this therapy, Dr. Lecter, or are we just having conversations? And is it therapy? Did they establish that it was therapy?
Even if it wasn't, this is still confidential.
Hmm. Yeah.
Because
if it was just still... his friend, he could say whatever he wanted, but if it was a therapy session...
No, these are basically... these are considered by, at the very least, the FBI therapy sessions. There are clinical setting, clinical discussions about...
Yeah, and I think Will sees them as therapy as well. Because when they're talking, he's like, oh, you talk about my mother. What a cheap, like... Yeah. Psychiatry technique or something.
Yeah, that's a very lazy psychiatry.
Yeah, that's what he said.
How does it make you feel? How does it make you feel?
God, they say that so much. They seriously said that like 3 or 4 times in this episode. Because I know that Alana said it once to Abigail, and Hannibal definitely said it at least once to Will. Scene 10, I called Will Let the Dogs Out. But he only let 6 dogs out. Did the other one pee in the house or something?
Hannibal ate one. And there's just so many Will didn't notice.
Oh, there were definitely 7 at the end when they were going Betty by. When I mentioned it to Patrick, he was like, one of them was just unavailable. Couldn't make it that day. Too busy.
Was somebody shot and then pushed into the fire?
Yeah, that was a little confusing. So what happened was the boy shot his mom. The last person to be shot, she didn't die. She mm-hmm. was, like, suffering. And so he freaked out because she didn't die, and they pushed him into the fire because he couldn't handle killing his mom.
Huh.
Yeah. So it was, like, what the surrogate mom, the kidnapper, did.
So they, like, held him down in the fire? Because I would think if you fell into the fire, you'd get out really quick and at least run around. I thought they shot him and then pushed him into the fire.
It's possible.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just know that he was made part of the fire because he couldn't handle killing his mom.
Yeah.
Because like they said, like, he signed up to kill her. He didn't sign up to make her suffer.
Was that Christmas music playing in the show or in the world? What does that mean?
Like, because during that scene, when you come in, like, over the balcony and whatever... And there's, like, that Christmas music blasting. I was like, is this playing in the house? Or is this playing, like, just for us? Like is
it... Oh, it's still for us.
Really? I felt like it was for, like, in the house.
Yeah, I felt like it could be either way. Because, they got to it pretty quick. It's not like the last one with the freaking 4-week-old maggots. And so it's possible that they just still have Christmas music on because it was Christmas.
Well... Was this after Christmas or before Christmas? Because if it was after, they wouldn't still be playing Christmas music on the radio.
Unless it was definitely before because there were presents under the tree.
It depends on how long they were dead.
Right.
And was it on the radio? Like, it could have been a CD that was just on the loop.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was just for the show, for the audience, not in the world.
Right. Could be either way. But it was super creepy. That was so good.
Yeah.
I think the music on this show is phenomenal.
Mm.
So Beverly comes in to Will in his classroom and starts talking about Willard Wiggin, who is that guy who makes the teeny sculptures in the eye of a needle. But why? She's so weird. Like, she just walks in and starts going, hey, you ever heard of Willard Wiggin? What a weirdo.
Did she have a point when she started talking about that? I don't know.
No, the point came about because... Hannibal was talking about other things and she just related it to Willard Wiggin. They said, like, something about focus, I think. And she was like, oh, yeah, Will and Wigan had that, or something. Like, it was just... It's just so weird. I love Beverly so much. She's my favorite character.
She's awesome.
She's just so weird. Always telling stories about being stabbed with pencils and how her sister got away with murder and had it wrapped around her finger or whatever. And then Willard Wiggin. Such a good name. Willard Wiggin. They pee their pants. The little boy. Little boy pee his pants.
He peed his pants because he's scared of the oldest boy. Yeah. And the oldest boy, I would think, how long has she been kidnapping kids? Because I think it would be really hard to manipulate a teenager like that.
Yeah, into killing I'm family. Sure that he has been with her for a very long
time. Yeah, I think.
Definitely.
I'm assuming, yeah, because the pictures that they had of him was when he was younger. So yeah. We can only assume that he has been with her for a very long time. Yeah, CJ's real creepy. Yeah, so when the boy pees his pants and she's like, she's, like, so weird, and it's perfect for the character, but she's just so weird, and she was just, like, all smiley and weird, and I felt like this was some weird plan of hers to, like,
yeah, make him pee his pants. Yeah, that's exactly what I thought.
I was like, oh, something's gonna go down here. She is gonna make these kids cause a distraction and then just kill everyone or something crazy.
A really good way to get caught, but I don't think she would do that. She's trying to keep on the down low.
She's trying to keep her family safe.
She didn't use enough napkins when she mopped up that pee. Her
no
hands are
way.
Full of pee.
Okay,
I was like, no.
Why would you offer someone napkins if their child just peed on the floor? You give them a freaking mop. This is a store. You have a mop.
Not a store. It's a Stop and Rob. There's probably pee all over the place.
Oh, man.
Ew.
Oh, now I'm really grossed out. But yeah, I was just super confused when I first watched that. I was like, what was that scene even about? Because, like, I was expecting so much more, and then it was just, he was peeing his pants because he's really scared.
Mm. I guess it shows
boy.
Her, like, delusion, almost, the way she's talking to him.
Oh,
and...
yeah.
Because he's fairly old, well, too old, really, to be peeing his pants.
Oh, definitely.
And then...
But he's, you know, going to kill his parents. And
yeah, exactly. No,
siblings,
it's completely understandable.
Oh, yeah.
But, like... The way she talks to him and it refers to it, oh, it's like, I'm so sorry, but I'm so embarrassed. But it's like, this is kind of a normal thing to happen.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what I thought.
Well, I don't think that she feels like it's a normal thing. She said, like, I'm super embarrassed, but she was like, you don't have to be embarrassed, you know? And as weird as it is, that is good, that is a good, like, motherly thing to do. Be like, no, it's totally okay. Like, this is not your fault, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm embarrassed because, like, I'm part of this situation. You don't have to be embarrassed. You didn't mean to do it, you know? And so that was a good motherly thing. So I guess, like, it could show that she's not treating them badly. She's just making them kill people, and that's the bad part. And, you know, manipulating them like crazy. How many times have we said manipulating in this show? Like, I don't mean this episode. I mean this show. Like, probably, like, 50.
Make a super cut of all the times we say manipulating.
Yeah, no way am I doing that. Scene 19, what's this? Oh, this is when Abigail and Hannibal are at the psychiatric place talking about her dreams. Hannibal is talking to Abigail at the psychiatric place about how he's taking her out and he is her guardian. And that's, you know, probably shouldn't have said that. That's really pushing his I'm your daddy on there.
I guess that's what he wants. Her to just be completely and utterly reliant on him, which she is.
Wish you guys could see my dog right now. He's so cute.
Speaking of cute, Hannibal in this episode. When he's cooking for Abigail and he throws the potato and spears it on his knife. It's like, oh.
Yep, that was
really
cute.
Very adorable.
Casey is so cute. Yeah, she was just so cute with all her shrooms.
Didn't even put any sugar in the tea or anything, but it was gross.
How do you know?
I don't know.
The tea was already made. Maybe he put sugar in the water.
Maybe.
Maybe he used sugar water. You don't know!
Maybe there was no mushrooms in there. It was a placebo. And she just used it as an excuse to act really weird and touch fruit.
That seems unlikely.
Your
How
face
do you catch
seems unlikely.
Fruit on shrooms?
No
I'm sure that
touch.
If anyone, I'm sure that if I were on drugs and anyone tried to throw anything to me, I would just, like, curl up in a ball.
I said touch, not catch.
Oh, I thought you said catch. Didn't he throw it to her? Oh, no, she picked it out.
He threw the potato and speared it on a knife, and she was like, oh, that's cool.
Fruit,
yeah. Right? She was staring at her hands.
Okay, well, I'm glad to know that we were more accurate on what it would be like with your own shrooms. Because she didn't catch fruit.
The animals started throwing fruit at her. Think fast!
Oh, God. So, yeah, when Hannibal and Abigail are talking at the psychiatric place, and Hannibal says that the crime scene photo things that were in her dream were where she left him. So I thought that was interesting, because that means that she didn't have anything to do with cleaning up cleaning up the body last episode. I thought that was interesting, because, you know, I was wondering, like, was she involved? What did she do while he was doing it? Clearly she was probably somewhere sulking or something, because she didn't know where he went. She just knew that he was gone.
Yes.
Because Hannibal said where she left him, like, where you left him.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the, like, Hannibal's purpose in giving her shrooms?
He's a crazy person.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. He did say he wants to give her her power back.
Yeah, but what's his real reason?
I don't know, to make her think she has power.
Mm-hmm. And then he lies to Alanna saying that he gave her half a Valium.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
The music when she grabbed the tea was really good. I don't know, I just remember she grabbed the tea and it was like, or something. I don't know what it did, I just know that it did a thing that my ears appreciated.
It did a thing and my ears liked it.
Yes. They mentioned Bangor, Maine, so, you know, we're both connected to something here.
Woo!
Woo! Sorry, Aspen.
Well, Hannibal's Scandinavian, sort of.
Woohoo! So
kind of a thing.
Well, the actor is, but...
Yeah. Well, what is Hannibal's nationality in the show?
None of us know.
No?
No.
Does he sound more German than Danish? Like, I can't really tell the difference.
I remember that RC said something about a German accent last episode, so...
Slightly German.
Slightly German. Right.
Thanks, me.
I don't know. I feel like this is something that RC would know.
We got pretty shots of tea.
We did. That was our cinematic shot of the day. That and Will's eye. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was real confusing because it was upside down. But yeah, real pretty. When Abigail breaks the cup, Casey's acting is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. Like, it's so spot on. Like, she's, like, staring, confusing, and she holds her hands real weird, like, up in the air. And it was just real good. Do you think she did shrooms to figure out? I'm just kidding.
Hannibal made breakfast for dinner.
He made Brenner.
Brenner!
Woo!
I just thought about the Fault in Our Stars.
Why are there pancakes in the silverware drawer? You mean, why is there silverware in the pancake drawer? What's up? poor Abigail. Being fed humans by multiple people. Poor Abigail.
So that sausage that Hannibal cooked, that was people?
Oh, almost guaranteed.
So, Alanna has eaten blue.
She ate the sausage?
She came by
and
had Brenner too.
She joined them for Brenner. Okay, so the conclusion to, like, the kid's story, where that, you know, the kid was going to kill his parents or whatever, that was really quick. Like, that just came on super fast and
yeah.
Then was over, and it just felt like such a quick conclusion. I don't know.
And it seemed like Will drew on that kid really fast, mm-hmm. like with intent, no doubt in his mind.
The kid pointed
he would possibly kill
him.
That kid.
But the kid pointed.
Yeah,
the
I know,
gun
but like.
But he did put the gun like up like instantly.
Yeah, he did.
So
it was just instinct.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
He drew it that
it was
fast.
Instinct that he was drawing it, and then he was like, "Whoa, this is like an 8-year-old. Put the gun up."
Yeah.
And like he said to the guy next to him, "Don't shoot." You know.
Yeah.
But it was just also, so fast. Like, we just got there right when they were, like, doing the thing already, and then, like, they were running real quick, and, like, it was just so fast. Like, I feel like there should have been a little more focus on, like, what was going on with the family, maybe, or something.
Yeah, and the kid shot a man, and they never said, you know, if he lived or he died or anything.
I'm sure that he lived, because when the kid was talking to Jack, they, like, I'm sure they would have mentioned it. Because he said, you came with the intent to kill your family.
Yeah.
And that was really sad.
Yeah, so sad. That kid's going to be in prison forever.
He's 8. He's not going to be in prison.
Juvie. What? It's the same thing.
They don't send kids to juvie that young.
Yeah, they do.
No. Don't
I'm
think
Googling
so.
It. Okay, 12.
In England, there's
age.
Like a minimum age where you can be like prosecuted for stuff, which is like 12 here or something, 13. So before that, you don't really think it's your fault as far as everyone's concerned, like the law.
And this kid was only 8.
What happens if 5-year-old kills? Yahoo Answers, thanks. Kids don't go to jail, basically, but mental hospitals are real common.
Okay.
Which
yeah, because Jack did say he had to go talk to a bunch of people.
Talk to a lot of people about it. So, my question about this was, how early did they know that they weren't editing, they weren't airing this episode? Did they know when they were editing it together? Because this conclusion came on super quick. It was very much like, I don't know, like the story felt very separated from all of the like character development scenes. So I feel like they probably knew that they were splitting it up when they were editing. And that was, yeah.
Well, I would still try to do the best job they could because it's going to be on a DVD.
Oh, definitely. It was still
even,
a fantastic episode.
Oh, yeah.
But it did feel like real split up.
Rushed, like the conclusion was really rushed.
Yeah, the conclusion felt super rushed.
Maybe they were trying to like reflect a realistic scenario almost.
I think that it was probably just that they wanted like this episode was more about character development than the story.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
And so they were rushing the conclusion because they wanted time for Hannibal and Alana and Abigail to have that scene. So that scene, nice little transition there. Alana calls Hannibal rude.
Shockingly.
I love that.
I love how he just kind of, like, doesn't know what to do about it. He's like, what? At me?
And when he, like, starts to talk to her about the Valium, fake Valium, I thought when I first watched it that he was going to be saying, like, oh, like, I'm not rude or something. Like, it was going to be something about being rude. Because he says, like, oh, I know, blah, blah, blah. And I thought it was going to be, like, I know that was rude, but he doesn't acknowledge that it was rude at all, and he also doesn't acknowledge that it wasn't rude, so I feel like...
He just says he's sorry.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like this is a spot where he is either thinking, that was rude, oh my god, or he's thinking, like, no, that wasn't rude, she's totally wrong, I don't respect her opinion.
I think he knows he was in the wrong, but he's Hannibal, he doesn't care, he's gonna do what he wants.
But there's a difference between being in the wrong and being rude. And
yeah.
With Hannibal, I think that distinction is important because he
That's
kills
true.
Rude people.
Maybe, I don't think he knew it was rude. Because
yeah,
I think he was maybe genuinely sorry for upsetting Alana.
I think he was sorry for upsetting Alana, but totally not sorry for taking Abigail and giving her
Oh,
rocks.
Agreed.
He's like, no, this was part of my plan. I had a plan for this. I had reason to do this. You said no. I didn't care.
Yep. How does Alana feel about her seeing family? I bet she's pissed.
Yeah, she says, like, I see family, and to them, isn't thinking super intensely about how she's on drugs. They're probably going, oh, she means that we're family. And that, I mean, as a professional, like, that's real bad. Like, you don't want to take that place in someone's life. Like, you want them to find their own place in the world. And
but that was a really awkward Brenner. Abigail's on drugs, Alana's furious.
That was the most awkward Brenner I've ever attended. I've seen many Brenners in my day.
But just think about it. Abigail's just stoned out of her mind. Alana's furious. And Hannibal's just kind of there.
Not to mention she's confused about the fact that she has a place setting. Because she says, you were expecting me? And they don't answer her. So were they expecting her? Or did Hannibal just go, nah, I'm going to put 3 place settings just in case. You never know when Will's going to show up in his underwear.
I can imagine that that Hannibal was expecting Alana to come by.
Yeah, I bet she was.
He knew that she would find out, and he probably knew that she would be angry.
Let me placate you with food.
Oh, I wrote down in my very rushed notes, Abigail wanted to work in the FBI. Was that a serious thing, or...?
Oh, I definitely think she was serious about that.
And then Hannibal, I'd feel so much safer if you were working at the FBI. I'm like,
Well, yeah, because then he can manipulate her. Yeah, he definitely meant safer as in, like, safe from being caught.
This is true.
I don't know. It kind of seems strange to me that she will... I guess not.
No, people who go through a traumatic experience often are led to something like that.
Yeah.
Which is why people who are, like, in the military are often like police officers and stuff. PTSD causes some pretty very varied reactions, but one of them is often wanting to work as a like a police officer, an FBI agent or something.
Okay.
We got talked to this week by RC. No, we got talked to you by MAK with a period in there. So I don't know how that is, but it's someone who I recommended the podcast on Tumblr, and then they recommended it to their sister, and this is their sister. Yep.
Ooh.
Twiglet go. I'm really bad at reading usernames. I shouldn't be trusted to do this. Oh, and let's talk about reviews we got. Guys, talk about the reviews we got.
So many.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Everyone loves our show.
Yes, everyone wants to give us 5-star reviews all the time. It's
And money
really
and love
nice.
and kisses.
And money. People are just like throwing money at iTunes. Like, I don't know where this is going.
Money and flowers and body parts.
And blood.
Oh no. Maggots.
I'm gonna get blood in the mail now.
Are y'all gonna do the Hannibal blood drive?
What is that?
It's a thing that Brian Fuller tweeted about saying during the whole month of July or whatever, it's like you mention that you're a Fannibal and it like and then you tweet about it after you donate blood or whatever, and it's just like promotion for the show and plus you get to donate blood and that's good.
I would if they would let me. I tried to donate blood last week. I was gonna donate plasma, and they said that I wasn't allowed because you have to be 110 pounds, and I am 109.6 pounds.
I just barely get
Oh,
in 105. No, 15.
wow. I was gonna say 105. No, you don't.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to
Definitely gonna
donate.
go.
I need to just like eat sticks of butter.
Ew. You could just wear a really, really heavy coat.
All I need to do is buy bags of vegetables because although they sound healthy, I put so much butter on vegetables.
The frozen cheese covered ones. Those are good.
I just get frozen vegetables and then I seriously put like a half a stick of butter in every bowl. It's real
Delicious.
bad.
You
It's
like
real
little
bad,
pasta?
especially ones with broccoli because broccoli soaks up butter so well.
You're just having butter with some broccoli on top.
Yeah, basically. I went to D&D one day and I brought a bag of vegetables and a stick of butter.
What?
I brought my own food because I didn't want to contribute to the pizza because I didn't have money. So I just brought a bag of vegetables and a stick of butter and they've made fun of me for it ever since.
Wait, what's D&D?
Really? Dungeons and
Yeah.
Dragons.
What?
Oh, right. I thought you meant some kind of place where you were.
No,
Yeah.
I went to my
Okay,
friend's
yeah.
house to play D&D.
Okay.
I was like, what? How have you never heard of D&D? I was
No, I
like,
thought it was a kind of
seriously?
American shop or
Oh,
something.
no,
No.
no, that would be
Okay.
really weird. Okay, so yeah, thanks for all those reviews, guys.
Yeah.
If we actually do get some sometime, we will be putting them like on here. We will read them. We will talk about you and
You'll be
how awesome you
famous.
are. You'll be famous. All 10 of our listeners.
But we appreciate all 10 of you, so
Yeah.
Yeah, we
We love
love.
you so much.
If you'd like to find me on the internet, you can find me at the Munchkim, Kim with a Y. That's on Twitter and Tumblr and YouTube and everything. I'm everywhere.
You're omnipotent.
I am omnipresent.
And I can be found on the internet under Waste Have You on Tumblr, Twitter, and YouTube.
If you'd like to find me on YouTube and Tumblr, my username is Alice in the Sand.
That is not your username on. Oh, you didn't say Twitter. I'm an idiot.
I don't have a Twitter.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Who did I tweet at?
I don't know.
That makes me think of that iPhone ringtone, the robot one that's like bada bada bop bada bop.
What is it like, Kim?
Don't make me do it again.
Blah, 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 blah.